Track 16, The Elements of Help, Step Number 4, Third-Party Endorsements.
Step number 4 of increasing sales acceptance involves the use of third-party endorsements. These endorsements work in two ways. Number 1, a third party may refer new customers to you or your company. And number 2, even without a referral, you can use such endorsements with potential new clients to assure them that your company can help them as they did the third party. When a new customer makes contact with you because someone recommended you, it's powerful. This new potential client took the advice of someone they like and trust, who recommended you and now wants you to help them as well. The third party is thought of as an expert of sorts if they've already had experience with you or your company or your product. The third party is not directly involved in the sale and has nothing to gain by making the recommendation, so there's not a lot of resistance to their advice. Besides, most people would rather talk with someone they're referred to than to walk in blind to a sales situation. They could end up talking with a person who's the worst salesperson in your company. And as we mentioned before, no one wants to invest their time trying to gain enough information to make a wise decision from someone who may not have all the answers. If someone makes contact with you by way of referral, be certain to get the name of the third party making the endorsement. You'll want to review their sale in your mind to know what good, bad, or ugly details may have been shared. This will give you an idea of what image this new contact may have of you and which product they may have an interest in. This information should allow you to cool down any resistance and heat up sales acceptance much more quickly than with someone who just walked in off the street or called from an ad. You should have no challenges with establishing common ground with a referred lead. You already have the third party and their situation in common. Also, be certain to send a thank you note to the third party who made the referral, whether you make the sale with this client or not. That little token of common courtesy will keep them sending other referrals your way down the road. If the potential client was not referred by anyone, you can still take advantage of third-party endorsements. Accumulate stories from each sale you make that might apply to another one down the road. Do your best to gather letters from satisfied clients that you have permission to show to others. I heartily suggest that you do your best to always have 3 proof letters or testimonial letters from happy clients available. Also, many clients, when you truly serve them well, will allow you to jot down some thoughts, and many of them will be willing to put it on their letterhead with their signature underneath. The reason you should try to write the letter yourself is that you will put in more benefits that the client received than they will. Now, here's kind of a suggested letter that we teach. It might go something like this. Dear Mike, my purpose in writing is to thank you and your company for the tremendous job you did serving our needs. As you know, we were somewhat dubious about going ahead and investing in your product. But after seeing all the benefits it has brought to our family, we had to write to sincerely thank you for the great job you did for us. Please feel free to show this letter to anyone thinking of doing business with you and your company, because we know they will be happy they did. Sincerely, and they've signed it. What a wonderful, nice little letter. You may want to take and just copy that and see how many of your clients will be willing to write that to you. Now, if you have 3 of them, of course, you'll have to change all 3. I know this will really add to your success in sales. Also, keep any positive press your company or brand receives well organized so you can use it during your presentations. If you market products to consumers, see how your product is rated with Consumer Digest magazine. That's where many of your potential clients will go to do research on you. You'd better know what they'll find. Don't let them be the one to tell you that you're ranked 3rd, 4th, or 5th. If your ranking isn't in the top area, be prepared with an answer to overcome the facts your potential client might have brought along with them. You'll need facts showing how many people are happy with your product or some special option that your product has that none of the other higher-ranked products has. Think back for a moment to our timeshare salesperson with the Army background. His story, his experience is very strong, but it's not as powerful as a third-party endorsement. That's because even if you are the most honest, ethical, and straightforward salesperson in the world, your customer realizes that you have a financial interest in making the sale. That fact does affect the customer's perception of what you tell them. Here's how a third-party endorsement could work for our time-sharing vet. The fact might be something like this. This brochure will show you some folks just like yourselves who have purchased timeshares from our company and how their experience has improved their lives. Also, there's an article printed in Condo World magazine about our unique ability to match people and places. The potential client is listening but thinking, what? All right, so you've been written up in the trade magazines. What's in it for me? Your benefit statement might then be, what this means to you folks is that we can create a timeshare plan that is a perfect match to your travel desires and your budget. As this article states, you'll see that our high level of expertise in this industry means you'll get a lot more vacation for your vacation dollar. Ideally, you'll be flexible enough in your presentation to be able to use the most applicable third-party endorsement with each client. In a seller-initiated situation, you would have time to research the best possible endorsement for the potential client. In a buyer-initiated sale, you'll have to be quick and well-organized to put your finger on just the right endorsements for each situation. A top salesperson involved in buyer-initiated selling will memorize the best third-party endorsements, so if time does not allow you to go and get something in print, you at least have the information at the tip of your tongue. After stating the endorsement, always offer to get it in print for the client. Some will want verification and be willing to wait while you get it. Others will just take your word for it. After all, they already trust you at this point. If you're in a business such as retail that doesn't allow you to show third-party testimonials, have the information memorized. Then you can give it verbally. And always be prepared to back up what you say by quickly putting your hands on that testimonial if the potential client feels a need to see it firsthand. Remember, there's always that doubt in their minds about what you say because you have a stake in the outcome of the sale. Third-party endorsements have been the catalyst to get people off of the fence and make a decision to go ahead with a purchase in millions of selling situations. Invest the time necessary to have a war chest of them readily available, and you'll never regret the time spent.